Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Peter! 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 Excuse me, Megan? Rachel?
Oh, okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
Sorry, yeah, it's fine.
Have you two seen Peter anywhere?
Well, I think maybe he said he was driving a cab.
I thought he said he was taking a stab.
No, I'm pretty sure he said he was going to blab.
You're sure he didn't say he was eating a crab?
You know what, Lee? Honestly, we're not sure. You know how it is when Peter just talks and talks and talks. And you just sort of zone out.
Huh. Cab, stab, blab, crab, drab.
He's in the lab! We have to stop whatever he's doing!
Peter!
What are you doing in here?
Oh, hey guys. Just mixing a bunch of chemicals together. Just a little bit more and...
Peter, no! Don't do that!
Whoops! I might have spilled something.
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where each week we perform new stories written by kids.
And we do it all from our ship out on the open ocean.
Yeah!
Hey, everyone, I know we need to do our first story, but you know, the whoopsie that I made in the ship science lab isn't going to clean up itself.
I'm sure it can wait.
Yeah!
Whoa, Lee, Rachel, Megan, I think you guys are glowing.
Ha, funny joke, Peter. Let's do our first story! This first story is about one of our favorite topics on Earth, farts. But we understand it might not be everyone's cup of tea, so in case you're listening in school or with anyone that's sensitive to farting, you've been warned. And now, let's hear the original story that the two authors sent in to us. Megan, would you do the honors?
Would be my pleasure, Lee. This story was written by two sisters from Colorado, and it's called Fart Out Loud Day. 'Twas February 18th. Everything was normal at the park, until somebody went... Everybody stopped to stare as usual when somebody farts. But this time, instead of saying, "Excuse me," and trying to cover it up, the little girl who farted yelled as loud as her little voice could yell, "Happy Fart Out Loud Day!" And everybody cheered. That same day at the medical center, a doctor farted like 18 million times. After she was done farting, she yelled, "Happy Fart Out Loud Day" as well. In school, on Fart Out Loud Day, the government requires schools to teach the students about farts. Social studies. Read Ben Franklin's letter called Fart Proudly, which is all about farts. Science. Why and how do we fart? Language arts. Write about how you feel when you fart. Math. Chart the frequency of farts. Spanish. How to say fart, excuse me, and pardon me in Spanish. STEM. How to program a robot to make fart sounds. National Fart Out Loud Day, known as FOLD for short, makes school more enjoyable and fun. The nice part of FOLD is that you don't have to be embarrassed and hide it. You can just let it all out and have fun while doing it. Although Fart Out Loud Day seems all happy and full of laughs, there are downsides. The downsides include people who are constipated and can't fart and animals that can't pass gas. After Fart Out Loud Day, I cannot imagine coming home and seeing my poor bunny, who cannot fart, all alone in her cage, sulking. It's so sad. The end.
Thanks, Megan. And now, here to introduce their story are the authors.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Allie.
And we're from Colorado. And our story is called
Fart Out Loud, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Happy Fart Out Loud Day.
You can just let it out and have fun at the same time.
Everything was normal at the park until somebody
and then everybody stopped.
Did somebody just fart?
I think it was the little girl.
And then everybody stared.
Which is what always happens when somebody farts out loud in public. But instead of saying, the little girl who farted just gave a big smile and shouted out loud. Happy Fart Out Loud Day.
Stay where you can fart out loud. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Happy Fart Out Loud Day.
You can just let it out and have fun at the same time.
That same day at the medical center, a doctor farted.
And the results of your test are... blood pressure's normal.
She farted like 18 million times. Which just might be the most times anybody's ever farted in history. And after she was done, she farted more and more. And she didn't have to worry, cause today just happened to be happy. Fart Out Loud Day.
It's a day where you can let it out. You don't have to hold it in. Yeah, everybody gets to toot. You see, in school on Fart Out Loud Day, the government requires schools to teach students about, well, farts.
Social studies.
Read Ben Franklin's letter, Fart Proudly, which is all about farts.
Science. How and why do we fart?
Language arts.
Write about how you feel when you fart.
Math.
Chart the frequency of farts.
STEM.
How to program a robot to make fart sounds.
Spanish.
Por favor, de repetir en español. Tomás se tiró un pedo en la biblioteca.
Tomás se tiró un pedo en la biblioteca.
You can call it Fold for Short.
National Fart Out Loud Day.
Call it Fold for Short.
You can also call it Fold for Short.
You can call it Fold for Short.
It makes school more fun and enjoyable on that day.
Call it Fold for Short.
Don't tell me what to do, backup singers.
Although Fart Out Loud Day seems all happy and full of laughs, you have to remember there are downsides.
Don't forget about the people and the animals who are constipated. They can't fart.
It's an issue.
Don't take the day for granted. Get up and go outside. Just today, when you fart, you don't have to hide it.
All right.
Fart Out Loud Day.
Smells like Fart Out Loud Day to me. That's right. Couldn't hear you over the whole world farting.
Can you imagine coming home and seeing your poor buddy that can't fart?
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Sam and Allie, how's it going?
Good.
Wait, so you two are sisters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how far apart in age are you?
2 years.
1 year and 358 days.
Okay, cool. So what grade are you in, Sam?
I'm fifth. I'm in fifth.
You're in fifth. And Allie, what grade are you in?
Third.
Third. How did you come up with your story?
Well, we were just riding in the car and listening to Story Pirates, and it said a new holiday, so we were like, oh, we should do a new holiday. And then out of the blue, I just came up with Fart Out Loud Day. And then she's like, she's agreeing because she thinks I'm super stanky.
Your sister thinks you're super stanky?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, my whole family does.
They're like, Sam, you're super stanky. This is your holiday.
Yeah. And the other thing is, my story said it was on February 18th, and that is also my birthday.
Oh,
it's
it is?
It's her birthday because my birthday is on Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Oh.
So that would mean Abraham Lincoln would have to fart out loud on his birthday, which would be kind of awkward. If I ever become president, I'm going to make it a national holiday.
Oh, yes. And will it still be February 18th?
Yep.
Does Ben Franklin really have a letter called Fart Proudly?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's like real, real?
Real.
Real.
Are you messing with me?
No.
It was a letter all about farts.
By Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
But I guess it's like healthy to fart loudly, right?
I guess.
Because if you're like not letting it out, you're going to have problems, right?
Yeah.
Do you write stories together a lot?
No. No.
How did you write this story together?
Well, we just kind of sat at home one night and just wrote it. And then I kept editing it. And she kept changing my edits, and it turned out.
Amazing. And what other hobbies do you have besides farting?
My hobbies are skiing and playing basketball.
Oh, cool.
I like playing piano, skiing, snowboarding, playing basketball, and I want to go on a soccer team.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome. Do you two have any advice for siblings that want to write a story together? But maybe don't know how to start?
First, they both have to be in a good mood.
Okay.
And second, the person who creates it, if you create it on a Google Doc, don't let the other person edit.
Okay.
And then third, you both have to agree on something.
Right. You have to come up with a consensus together. Thanks for talking to me today, and thanks for letting us perform your story.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
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 Wow, that was a great story.
I love that story.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but is anyone starting to feel a little weird?
I feel okay. I mean, I did spill a bunch of weird ingredients and chemicals all over everyone in the lab, but...
I feel a bit tingly, like my skin is tingly all over.
Me too, like my senses feel heightened.
Same. Whoa. You guys?
I think we all have superpowers now.
Yep, same, me too.
Wait, hold on. I think I can sense what my superpower is. I think it's super smell.
Oh, like you can smell everything around you really well.
Okay, look, there is ham in my pocket, but it's not a big deal.
No. It's like I can smell however I want. Ready? I'm thinking about cinnamon rolls.
Whoa, is someone making cinnamon rolls?
No, that's me. It's my smell.
Wow.
Okay, I'm pretty sure my superpower is that I can sing like a pop star.
Whoa.
Hey, Rachel, do it again.
Okay, here I go. I can sing like an amazing pop star.
Wow.
Whoa, okay. My power is the power of intuition, and I am intuiting that now I'm a better actor.
How's that even possible?
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
Incredible. Bravo.
I know, yes. That was Portia from The Merchant of Venice.
Do another.
And that's when I knew what I was once and for all. I was a wizard of Waverly Place.
Amazing.
Wow. And that's from Gutto.
Peter, what's your superpower?
Oh, you know, it's that I can, I can do a thing.
Oh no, Peter, do you not have a superpower?
No, I do. Maybe I'm, invisible. Can you guys see me?
Yes.
How about now?
Yes.
How about now?
Still yes.
How about now?
Peter?
What about now?
Yes, Peter.
Ugh! Maybe I'm really strong. I'm gonna try to pick up this big box. This box is really heavy. What's in here? Ham?
Oh, there's the rest of my ham. I have been looking everywhere for that for weeks. Okay, let me just pick that up and get it out of the way.
Well, how did you pick that up? Oh, hey, maybe my power is flight. Okay, everyone, here I go to the edge of the
ship.
Wait a
second. Whoa,
Peter, don't do that. I'm gonna fly off the ship.
Here
I go.
Should we help him?
In a minute.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Here I go!
Should we help him?
In a minute.
Somebody! Lee! Megan! Rachel! A bit of help! Guys!
Okay, now let's go.
Peter! I'm throwing down a rope!
Thanks! Oh man, that was a pretty bad idea, huh?
Yes, it was a terrible idea.
I just wanted to have some cool superpowers like everyone else, but I messed everything up.
Peter, that's not true.
Yes, it is. I messed up my experiment big time, and now everything's a mess.
Well, Peter, what were you trying to make anyway?
A smoothie.
What?
How did you even come up with
it? I guess I'm pretty useless, huh?
Oh, hey, Peter, you know, some of the most amazing inventions were discovered by accident.
Oh, hey, that's right. Like the pacemaker, a device that helps some people's hearts beat normally.
And Slinkies. That was a mistake made by a naval engineer.
Microwave ovens were created by mistake, too. Can you imagine a world without any microwave ovens? I mean, how would we microwave our ham?
Peter, I think what Rachel is trying to say is that maybe your superpower is that you're actually really good at science.
Even though I messed it all up?
Mistakes are part of experimentation.
Well, then I guess I'm an amazing scientist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go make another smoothie.
Hey, whoa.
Slow down, Peter.
Peter?
What?
Why don't you go do that in the kitchen?
Okay, yeah. Now I see where I went wrong.
All right, Story Pirates, let's do another story.
And here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, my name is Connor, and I live in Ohio, and my story is called The Boy Who Invented the B-Phone 3.
Sweetheart, are you in the garage?
Come on in, Mom.
Oh, I just came to check on you and see what you were... What are you doing?
Mom, you know how I've always wanted to talk to ghosts on the phone?
Why, yes, you talk about it all the time.
Well, I'm working on a phone that will allow me to call ghosts.
Son, if you invent that, you'll be famous
for talking to ghosts. I know. And my invention is almost complete. I've got wires.
Mm-hmm.
I've got metal.
Uh-huh.
And now I just need...
More wires.
Oh, ow.
No, a ghost. That's what I need to complete my ghost phone.
So you need a ghost in order to invent a phone that allows you to call ghosts?
Yep.
Well, where are you gonna get a ghost?
I'm going to have to hunt it. Don't you remember my days as a ghost hunter?
Well, yes, but that was a long time ago. Whoa.
Maitre D, we cannot run a restaurant like this.
I know, French waiter. The ghost chef is in the kitchen ruining all the food. Let's look.
Oh, I'll just add some spicy pepperoni to this ice cream sundae and put some chocolate fudge all over this cheese pizza. Oh!
What are we gonna do?
Maybe I can help.
Ah, the famous little boy ghost hunter. Will you rid my restaurant of this ghostly fiend?
Don't worry, I've got my trusty ghost trap. No ghost can escape it. Hey, ghost chef.
A what?
There's not mushroom in here for you.
Ha, good one.
Ghost trap activated.
Ah!
And donut come back.
You did it. You caught the ghost.
It's what I avocado.
Not the shop.
And that's a great memory from my days as a ghost hunter.
And now we eat for free at that restaurant.
Well, I'm gonna have to dust off my old ghost trap. Will you drive me to a haunted house?
Of course!
Boy, this place sure is spooky.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find a real ghost soon.
Who goes there?
Ah!
Did someone say my name?
Who are you?
I'm a ghost.
A ghost?
A ghost?
A ghost. My backstory is as long as it is boring. Born in Des Moines, Iowa, I was the child of not one, but two paint drying enthusiasts. Oh!
Got him.
Oh, I wanted to hear his backstory.
No time, Mom. We gotta go home and call a ghost. Okay. Now I have a ghost in my phone, and I can call any ghost I want.
Well, who are you gonna call?
Abraham Lincoln.
Good pick.
Okay, turning the phone on. Call Abraham Lincoln. It's ringing.
Hello?
Are you Abraham Lincoln?
Yes, I am.
Wow, it worked! I can't believe my ears. I'm talking to the Abraham Lincoln.
How are you talking to me? I'm a ghost.
I invented a phone that calls ghosts.
Wow, you're gonna be famous for that. You know, I invented something too.
Really? What was it?
It was a device that freed steamboats that ran aground. I'm the only president to hold a patent. Pretty cool, right?
I guess.
I'll explain it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You know when you're driving your steamboat and it's run aground or stuck in the shoal? Well, my device was composed of large bellows that filled with air on the sides of the boat and lifted it over the obstruction.
Well, I should probably go. Lots of goats to call.
Wait, there's much more to explain about...
Oh, I wanted to hear more about the steamboat.
This phone is amazing. I'm gonna call it the Boo Phone 3. B Phone 3 for short.
Well, now that's something I'd wait online for. Say, son, could I use your phone to call one of my favorite historical figures who's now a ghost?
No, Mom. I don't want it to break by using it too much.
Well, all right, sweetheart. Well, it's getting late, and I think you should go to bed.
All right, Mom. Good night.
Good night. It sounds like he's asleep in there. Maybe I could sneak into his room and use the phone. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I just have to call a ghost. Sneak? Oh, I got the phone. Okay, now, call Amelia Earhart.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Amelia Earhart?
Yes, it is.
Wow. I just wanted to tell you, you're such an inspiration.
Well, thank you.
I can't believe I'm talking to the first woman to ever fly across the Atlantic.
Say, do you want to hear the story of the first plane I ever flew?
Oh, of course.
Well, surprisingly, the story is as long as it is boring. It started one day when two paint-drying enthusiasts...
Oh, I wanted to hear that.
Mom, what are you doing in my room? What happened to the phone?
I'm sorry, honey. I just couldn't resist calling a ghost, and well, I think I broke it.
Oh, Mom, you're always breaking my ghost phones.
I'm sorry, sweetie. Do you think you can fix it?
Not only can I fix it, I think I can upgrade it. It's no longer a B Phone 3, now it's a B Phone 4.
Well, what's the difference?
This one doesn't have a headphone jack.
Oh, come on!
I think we're gonna live a rich life from now on.
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hey, is this Connor?
Yes.
Hey, this is Lee from Story Pirates.
Hi.
Connor, you wrote The Boy Who Invented the B Phone 3.
I did.
How did you get the idea for that?
Well, I used to like ghosts. I used to be into that a lot. So I decided, why not write this story?
What do you like about ghosts?
Well, my favorite holiday is probably Halloween, and I like how they talk about ghosts a lot, and I like how they're see-through, and they're just mysterious.
In your story, when the boy gets the B phone, who does he call?
He calls Abraham Lincoln.
How did you decide that that's who he should call?
Because Abraham Lincoln was one of my favorite presidents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why is he one of your favorites?
Well, 16 is one of my favorite numbers, and he just ended slavery, which is good, and I like how he ended that.
Yeah, those are great reasons. And why did you decide she should call Amelia Earhart?
Amelia Earhart was one of the first ladies to fly in a big plane, and that was like a game changer back then because ladies didn't used to be able to do that stuff, so she did it. And then she became famous for it, and still people didn't think she was good enough. But then after a while, people thought she was good enough to do it, and then she's famous for it now.
Wow, that's awesome. It must have been pretty brave to be someone that people were saying, there's no way you're going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
And I think the same thing for Abraham Lincoln, right? Like, it was pretty cool that he did the things that he did because there were probably people telling him not to do it.
Yeah, probably.
What do you think it takes to be that kind of person?
I think it takes a lot of courage and being a nice person.
Yeah. Do you have anybody in your life that you admire for their courage?
I do.
Who?
My great-grandpa Chuck, he used to be an Air Force trainer for flying planes, and I think he used to do that when he was younger.
Have you ever seen pictures?
Yeah.
Of him flying?
Well, I've seen him standing next to his plane. I haven't seen him flying in a picture.
Wow. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that with me.
You're welcome.
Who do you think they would call next if you wrote a sequel?
Well, I think next the boy would probably call maybe George Washington because he's into presidents a lot. And I think the mom would probably call
Harriet Tubman.
Nice.
Because she's into lady famous people.
Awesome. That's great. And then in part three, would they call anybody else?
I think they would, but then I think they're going to upgrade the B-Phone 3 and make it a B-Phone 4.
Yes, of course. Are there new features in the B-Phone 4?
Yes. It's probably going to just do the same thing, but have holograms of, like, the people, holograms, and you can actually talk to them.
Oh, my gosh. You can see them and talk to them? Who's the first person they call now that they have hologram capability?
They probably call maybe Martin Luther King Jr.
Nice. And what do you think they would ask Martin Luther King Jr.?
How hard was it to be this brave, or was it hard or not?
That's awesome. Connor, this was great. Thanks for talking to me.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to today's authors, Samantha, Allie, and Connor. And don't forget, the music video cartoon for Fart Out Loud Day is out now. Parents, visit storypirates.com/cartoons right now so your whole family can experience the beauty of shame-free farting all over again. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. The Story Pirates podcast is written, directed, and performed by the Story Pirates. Contributors to today's episode include Eric Austin, Mike Cabalon, Eric Gerson, Lauren Glover, Tessa Hirsch, Meg McDermott, Peter McNerney, Nani Mendez, Jack Mitchell, Brendan O'Grady, Megan O'Neill, Emily Olcott, Lee Overtree, Sam Reese, Rebecca Robles, Sam Rogal, Chris Simpson, and Rachel Winitsky. The music and lyrics for Fart Out Loud Day were written by Michael B. Wells, produced by Brendan O'Grady, and associate produced by Jack Mitchell, with vocal arrangements and direction by Jack Mitchell. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go to the biblioteca.